Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley announcing and directing the Fleischman G-Star, broadcast this week from the stage of the NBC Times Square studio. Back in pre-war days, when the Times Square studio was the midnight frolic theater, the lights out on the roof here flashed down into Broadway the most distinguished names in the world of the stage. Our cast tonight, it seems to me, equals the best the good old days had to offer in this tradition-crowded theater. Names again make news on the Fleischman Hour. And here are the names. Miss Madge Kennedy, star of Poppy, Paris Bound, Love in a Mist, Bridal Wife. Mr. Otto Kruger, star of The Nervous Wreck, alias Jimmy Valentine, The Royal Family, Counselor at Law. William Eugene Howard, my old buddies from The Scandals, now appearing in Ballyhoo. Ross and Sargent, artists of celebrity rank on the London stage, recent arrivals in this country. Chase Borromeo, of the Chicago Opera Company, bass baritone. Miss Lee Wiley, a very charming young lady with an unusually effective radio voice. And, of course, the Connecticut Yankees, who begin proceedings with a group of two dance tunes. Slumberland, come dry your eyes, I'll sympathize like a father, mother or brother, moonlight is bright, kiss me goodnight, just like a sister should, then put on your little hood and we'll both be all so good like the babes in the wood. Melodies, both of them bright foxtrots, the 32 measures of each taking 36 seconds, just a bit more than a second a measure. Babes in the Woods from Very Good Eddie, one of those real old, old, old musical comedies. The melody now being played is a new one, Spell of the Desert. I'll sing it for you in a future program. So good like the babes in the wood. Thank you. the bolero, a dance which was really popularized only during the past year. And this one was written by a young lady who charms you at her piano during sustaining programs from 711 Fifth Avenue, Muriel Pollack. And her tune is Love is a Dancer. Last week, we introduced to this audience a sensational new singer from Vienna. This week, we present another sensational vocalist from the Oklahoma Indian country. She is a discovery, not of mine, but of my colleague, Leo Reisman, who commended her work to me, and for sheer loveliness, boy. Well, I give you Miss Lee Wiley. The song she has chosen is one she has composed herself. The title, South in My Soul.
Troubled, you played your part. Oh, Lord, lighten my load. Don't let the teardrop start. Friendless and all alone, where are the scenes I've known? Oh, Lord, show me the road. Carry my footsteps home. When the dark night starts falling and the moon starts to roll, what is this thing that keeps calling? It's the south in my soul. How I long for that delta. It's my home, it's my goal. Wanna be safe in its shelter. Got the south in my soul. Too long I've lingered in the darkness. No matter what I've won, I wanna say goodbye to darkness and spend all my days in the sun. Let me lie on that levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy with the south in my soul.
Have been waiting impatiently for their inning. And here it is. A fine arrangement of one of the peppiest tunes of the day that gives them that chance. Sing, it's good for you. One of the most enjoyable evenings I have ever spent in a theater was the occasion on which I last saw Miss Madge Kennedy and Mr. Otto Kruger. The play was Noel Coward's Private Lives. Mr. Coward has given us permission to reproduce for you an episode from his comedy with Miss Kennedy and Mr. Kruger here in person to resume their familiar roles. The scene of this episode is a hotel balcony overlooking the Mediterranean on the Riviera. The characters, Amanda and Elliot, her former husband. Amanda and Elliot were married and divorced 5 years before the play opened. They have each married again, and by accident, the two couples have chosen the same hotel for their honeymoon. By accident again, they have been assigned adjoining suites. And quite by accident, they have met on the balcony shared by the two apartments. Below them, a hotel orchestra is playing. Playing a melody full of memories for both of them.
What are you doing here?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Very interesting. So am I.
I hope you're enjoying it.
It hasn't started yet.
Neither has mine.
Oh. Are you happy?
Perfectly.
Good.
Are you?
Ecstatically.
What's she like?
Fair. Very pretty. Plays the piano beautifully.
Very comforting.
How's yours?
I'd rather not discuss him.
No, it doesn't matter. He'll probably come popping out in a minute, and I shall see for myself.
Have you known her long?
About 4 months. We met on a house party in Norfolk.
Very flat, Norfolk.
There's no need to be unpleasant.
Oh, that was no reflection on her. Unless, of course, she made it flatter.
Do you know your voice takes on an acid quality whenever you mention her name?
I swear I'll never mention it again.
Good. I'll keep off yours.
Thank you.
Not at all. That orchestra seems to have a remarkably small repertoire.
Strange how potent cheap music is.
Seems a long time ago, doesn't it? Beautiful song. You remember the words? What exactly were you remembering at that moment?
Lots of things.
So was I.
What fools we were to ruin it all. What utter, utter fools.
We were so ridiculously over in love.
Elliot.
Yes.
And here we are starting afresh with two quite different people. In love all over again, aren't we? Aren't we?
No.
Elliot.
We're not in love all over again and you know it. Good night, Amanda.
Oh, Elliot, don't leave me. We won't talk about ourselves anymore. We'll talk about outside things, anything. Only just don't leave me till I've pulled myself together.
Very well.
What have you been doing lately, during these last years?
I went round the world, you know, after...
Oh, yes, yes, of course, I know. How was it?
The world?
Yes.
Very enjoyable.
China must be very interesting.
Very big, China.
And Japan?
Very small.
And did you eat shark fins and take your shoes off and use chopsticks and everything?
Practically everything.
And India? The burning Ghats or Ghats or whatever they are. And the Taj Mahal. How was the Taj Mahal?
Unbelievable. Sort of dream.
Oh, that was the moonlight, I expect. Of course you saw it in the moonlight.
Yes. Moonlight can be so cruelly deceptive.
And it didn't look like a biscuit box. You know, I've always felt it might.
Darling. Darling, I do love you so.
I do hope you met a sacred elephant. They're lint white, I believe, and very, very sweet.
I've never loved anyone else even for an instant.
Elliot.
You love me too, don't you? There's no doubt about it anywhere. Is there?
No. No doubt anywhere.
You're looking very lovely, you know, in this damned moonlight, Amanda. Your skin is clear and cool, and your eyes are shining, and you're growing lovelier and lovelier every second as I look at you.
Walking out together, we started talking about the weather. One little word led to another. I knew right away what I'd like to say. And then we talked a little longer, and all the while my love grew stronger. One little word led to another. The light in my eyes was putting you wise, I knew. Ballyhoo again, a little song perfectly done in the show and extremely timely. I'm falling off the wagon. I'm falling off the wagon, falling into love. John Barleycorn can't compare with you. I see the ceiling reeling. I see two moons above. Sweet Applejack, let's go home and brew. Hail, hail, my heart's all clear. I don't know from nothing, and I don't know from biding my time. Here's to love, here's to crime. I'm falling off the wagon, and I don't need a shove. I'm staggering, boy, I'm drunk with love. I've lost my oar. Oh, what's better? Stay away from my door. You've got me seeing double. Two heads, two nose, one eye. You're fooling me, you're two other guys. Hark, hark, I hear the lark. He don't know from hiccups, and he don't know from whiskey or rye. He just thinks, hidey high, I'm falling off the wagon, and I don't need a shove. I'm staggering, boy, I'm drunk with love. Ballyhoo of 1932 gave me my first chance to see the loveliness and to enjoy the magic of that voice of Jean Aubert. The garden scene as she sings thrill me is unforgettable. My good friends, the Howard Boys, who are currently appearing in Norman Anthony's delightful melange of mirth, music, and beautiful color, Ballyhoo of 1932, we are featuring tonight on this program the outstanding songs from Ballyhoo. This is the hit of the show, Riddle Me This. Come cut for deal. Throw the dice, what do you read? Throw the dice, read them and weep. Where do we turn, where do we go? Riddle me this. Who's the mastermind of the puppet show? Riddle me this. Whom do we pay, who's the croupier? Riddle me this. Who's the one that sweeps all the stakes away? Riddle me this. Love a little, sing a little, play the game and win a little, only to lose. Listen to the money jingle, isn't it a funny jingle ending with blues? What is a song? What is a rhyme? Riddle me this. Are there any odds on the wheel of time? Riddle me this. Thank you.
During the past 3 years, millions of radio listeners have heard the brief health advice talk presented on this program by Dr. R. E. Lee.
Remember the way we parted, the day and the way we met. You hoped we were both brokenhearted and knew we could both forget. This from Swinburne's An Interlude gave a thought to that brilliant pianist, Clarence Lucas, who wedded with a thought an exquisite melody, giving us Love is the Interlude, Life the Dream. Night and morning, tears and laughter, welcome first and parting after, here to die, then away, a bubble upon a stream, all is fleeting, joy and sorrow hasten onward and pass tomorrow. I regretting you forgetting, love is the interlude, life the dream. Tonight as though I were back in the Apollo Theater, just about to go out and do my bit with Willie and Eugene Howard. Their dressing room was under mine in Scandal. And as I waited my turn before going on, I invariably found myself talking with the boys. Even in their dressing room, they are funny. I doubt if Willie could ever be serious. And to my way of thinking, he is the most natural comedian the stage has ever known or will know. Everyone in the cast loved the two Howard boys, especially Little Willie. And it is with a genuine thrill of comradeship, pleasure, and joy that I bring them to our microphone. Especially for our benefit tonight, they have prepared a new comedy routine which includes what they consider to be the cream of the jest that they have used during their stage career. May I present the Howard brothers, Willie and Eugene.
Yes,
hey, Willie, you know, I had an appointment with you for this afternoon.
Yeah.
Why didn't you keep it?
I couldn't. I had to go to the hospital to visit my Uncle Jake.
Your Uncle Jake?
Yes.
Which one is that?
You're the one who's got the little restaurant downtown.
Uncle Jake? Why, yes. I know what happened to him.
Well, I tell you, he was sitting in his restaurant the other day, and a sub guy walks in and says, I want some caviar. Give me caviar. So Uncle Jake didn't have any caviar. So he gave him a plate of tapioca and a pair of smoked glasses.
I
That's all he remembers. The next day, they found him in the hospital, so that's how he happens to be there.
Well, you know, Willie, you don't look so well yourself.
What's the matter? What?
Well, what's the matter with your face?
What's the matter with my face?
Why, it's all full of freckles.
Where's freckles? You're
what?
Crazy. That's rust.
What? Rust?
Yes, rust.
How can you get rust on your skin?
That's from the iron in my blood.
Oh.
What are you...
The trouble is with you.
Yeah.
You don't get enough exercise.
Is that so?
Yeah, you should do more walking.
More walking?
Why, I think nothing of walking 20 miles every day.
Dude, I don't think anything of myself either. Who cares?
By the way, Willie, how did you enjoy the opera last night?
Ah, opera schmopper. Was talking about a cup met opera. There wasn't a joke in it. And the way those fellows in the back of me were talking was terrible. One fellow was talking about his heart. One fellow was talking about his liver. One fellow was talking about his lungs. That was an opera?
No.
That was an organ recital.
Oh, boy.
I got so mad like anything.
Well, what did you think of the prima donna's voice?
What?
Don't you think she was a great coloratura soprano?
She was colored? She looked white to me.
No. Why, do you know that woman has been studying for the last 15 years and is still taking lessons?
No.
Yes.
How could she be so dumb? I can't understand that.
And I think the tenor sang very well in that aria.
In the aria? He would sing better in the backyard, he would sing. I'm telling you right now.
I can see that you don't know very much about opera.
Is that so? Let me tell you something. I know nearly every opera.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, do you know the Barber of Seville?
Who is this?
I say, do you know the Barber of Seville?
No, I shave myself.
So have you any idea what some of the great opera singers get?
Yes, I got no idea whatever.
Yes, you have no idea.
Go ahead and ask me. I wouldn't believe you anyway.
Well, guess.
Yes, about half.
Half?
Yeah.
Half of what?
Half of what you're going to tell me, then I'll come down.
Nah. Why, Dorisa gets $2,000 a night.
A night?
Yes, a night.
Ay-ya-ya.
Healy gets $2,500 a night.
A night?
Yes, a night.
What bright glory. Mine.
And, of course, you've heard of Charlie Uppin.
Charlie Chaplin?
No, no. Charlie Uppin, the great Russian baritone?
Yeah, yeah.
Why, he gets $3,000 a night.
A night?
Yes, a night.
By golly, I think I'll take a night, Jeff. I'm going to start him tomorrow morning. I don't care.
Well, have you an ear for music?
I don't know. Take a look and see. I got a drum in there.
I mean, do you play any musical instruments?
Sure. Once I used to play an organ.
You used to play an organ?
Yeah.
Well, why did you stop?
My monkey died.
What? The trouble with you is your education has been sadly neglected.
Neglected, yes. Neglected. Listen, when I went to school, I graduated with 101%.
101%?
You heard me.
Go
what
on,
I said,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why, if you answered every question correctly, you could only get 100%.
Yeah, but I answered one question they didn't ask me.
Oh. Well, how are you on languages?
Oh, great. I'm a languagerian.
You are, eh?
I can speak any language except Greek.
You speak every language but Greek?
Yes, sir.
Well, do you speak French?
French, no.
Spanish?
Spanish, no.
Russian?
No, it's all Greek to me.
Oh. Well, Willie, how would you like to go to a party with me tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I can't go.
Why not?
Got to go to a wedding.
A wedding?
Yeah.
Well, who's getting married?
I don't know. I found an invitation on the street.
You what?
You want to go to it, too? It says Mr. and Mrs.
Now, listen, you better come along with me. I want to take you to a christening.
Christening?
Have you ever been to a christening before?
Sure, many a time before. A battleship christening with champagne.
A battleship?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, this is a christening of a baby.
Christening a baby? I don't want to go.
Why not?
I don't want to go.
Why?
Who wants to see a baby get hit on the head with a bottle?
Oh.
Well,
1932 speaks again. Here is the music for a dance directed by Bobby Connolly and beautifully lighted by Russell Patterson. What a scene, what a dance, and what music as they play How Do You Do It. Criticizing me, they all say that you've been mesmerizing me ever since you cast your evil eyes on me. Dracula had nothing to compare with you. Frankenstein had nothing he could share with you. Why am I enslaved in this affair with you? How do you do it? How do you do what you do? I've been all through it, but this is something new. Your kiss is voodoo. How do you get me that way? You know that I'd do most anything you say. No one would guess what is best for the rest of my feelings. You're just the kind who would wind me around all a ring. How do you do it? I ought to drop you, but oh, how do you do it? What makes me love you so?
This is the National Broadcasting Company.